Before we venture into another season of Lent, we have listened to another excerpt from the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's chapter 5, 6, and 7. The Sermon on the Mount, what St. Augustine calls the perfect standard of the Christian life. In that perfect standard, we have heard today the most difficult verses in the Bible, perhaps, to practice daily. Our Lord telling us that we are to love our enemies, and then more, we are to pray for those who persecute us, to love them and pray for them. Before that reading, we listened to the Old Testament book of Leviticus. Here, the Israelites are preparing to journey to the Promised Land. But before that, they are given guidelines as to how they should conduct themselves so that they may reach the Promised Land. What are those guidelines? Don't bear hatred. Take no revenge. Cherish no grudge. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. There you have it. No lines in the Bible are more difficult for us to practice. Certainly, it is clear that the core teaching of Jesus Christ is that those who follow him are to act lovingly. To act lovingly does not mean that we harm ourselves by staying in abuse or a bad situation. To act lovingly does not mean that we stand idle as someone else as being harmed. That's not what it means. But to act lovingly certainly means that we cannot act like those who do us wrong. Our Lord does not want us to be like them. It's amazing in my 26 years plus how I've seen that if we do not love our enemies, if we do not pray for them, we will begin to act like them. Inevitably, we will become that which we despise. So this Lent, and I've been visiting with you in the last weeks about preparing for Lent, maybe it's time. Maybe it's time that we forgive an enemy or we pray for someone once again, or above all, that we be reminded of these most difficult lines in the Bible to live. And let's also remember, perhaps, what Oscar Wilde said. Oscar Wilde said, "Always forgive your enemies. Nothing annoys them more." Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Amen.